Financial figures for several Arkansas-based companies were released last week, and the Arkansas House of Representatives continued to wrestle over the private option. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas has his usual Monday roundup of the previous 7 days' events in business and politics.
Sales slipped and profits fell as Dillard's reported its fourth quarter and full year earnings. The Little Rock-based retailer reported fourth quarter net income of $119 million on sales of more than $2 billion. For the full year, Dillard's recorded $323 million of profits on lower sales of $6.7 billion. In its last fiscal year, Dillard's posted $336 million of profits on revenue of $6.75 billion. Little Rock-based Windstream posted 2013 fourth quarter earnings of $118 million, a huge improvement from $10 million 1 year ago. Revenues for the quarter ended December 31st were $1.49 billion, down 3%. For the full year, Windstream reported net income of $241 million on revenue of nearly $6 billion compared to a $168 million profit on revenue and sales of $6.14 billion 1 year ago. Deltic Timber posted slightly lower fourth quarter earnings, but the El Dorado-based timber and real estate company scored big with full-year net income, more than doubling its previous year's profits. For the full year, Deltic's profits topped $26 million, up from $9.2 million in 2012. Revenues climbed higher by 33%. Roadrunner Transportation Systems acquired Little Rock-based Rich Logistics. In addition, Roadrunner acquired Everett Transportation, a contractor working exclusively for Rich Logistics. The total value of the transaction was approximately $48 million. Rich Logistics transports products throughout the U.S. and Mexico utilizing a combination of independent contractors and employee drivers. In politics, Mike Ross draws a surprise primary opponent. The first major surprise of the 2014 candidate filing season arose when Dr. Lynette Bryant filed paperwork to challenge Mike Ross for the Democratic nomination for governor on Friday. Bryant, who lives in Little Rock, said she did not provide advance plans of her intentions to Democratic Party leaders because she figured they'd try to talk her out of running. And finally, from the state legislature, still two votes shy of a supermajority in the Arkansas House, Speaker Davey Carter says he is unsure of what potential change may secure the additional votes that are needed to pass the private option. Carter said that limiting the enrollment period for people to sign up for the subsidized health insurance offerings may not be the breakthrough solution. In week one of the 2014 fiscal session, Carter managed to secure 73 votes for funding the private option, which has already cleared the state Senate. The funding bill needs 75 votes to gain passage in the House. Last week, Carter called off daily votes on the bill in order to find a solution from any of the 27 House members opposing the private option. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business and Politics update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, encouraging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.